Well, hey there, rock stars. Sarah Rockin' Robbins here. Welcome to the Rockstar Recruiting School. I'm so excited for today's session. So far, this series has taught you how to build your belief in the profession and in yourself, how to powerfully prospect and present, and how to turn your prospects into consultants, customers, or connectors. On today's session, we will talk to you about the key to developing true wealth in this profession, which comes from duplication. Duplication is where the magic happens. When mastered, you begin to create additional profit centers, which creates many streams of income in your network marketing business. Duplication begins with effective enrollment, getting your new partner started powerfully, and teaching them how to do the same with their team. In today's session, we will focus on how to effectively enroll a new consultant, how to engage them in their first few training sessions, and then how to reinforce duplication by establishing simple systems for your team to plug into. Now, I realize that every leader in every company may have slightly different systems, but the core principles are the same. So be sure that you stick with your team system and feel free to implement some of the following best practices that I'll teach as you build your team. Every core system includes effective enrollment, connecting your new consultant to the company and team training tools, and getting them started with goals and their hours of operation. And then teaching them sponsorship series, which includes creating a list and reaching out to people on their list and continuing to build it. So those are the things that I'll be talking about today. Now, systems are critical. When everyone marches to the beat of their own drum, it can create mass confusion. Why is Starbucks so successful? Well, they have a system and they stick to it. Everyone is doing the same thing. Their employees know how to operate. The customer finds comfort in knowing what to expect. Our business should be no different. You have a large group of people with many different backgrounds, so we need to teach them simple actions to take over and over again. So it becomes turnkey, just like a franchise. Now, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. You've got an excited prospect who's ready to get enrolled. Now what do? I believe good leadership and duplication start at the very enrollment appointment. I like to set an enrollment appointment with them where we walk through the application process together, either online or by paper form. I want them to experience the process, and I want to be there to make recommendations and answer their questions. When I sponsor someone, I am making a commitment to help them get off to a great start and to work very closely with them during their first 30 days in the business, and of course, be available for advice and income-producing activity beyond that. When we begin the enrollment process, I ask my new consultant which startup kit they decided on. If they've chosen anything but the larger business building kit, I take one last chance sharing the features and benefits of this kit. The larger kits are generally designed by field and corporate leadership who have handpicked the best tools and products to help your new consultant build big and to give the new consultant everything they need to start strong. It gives them enough for personal use, demo and display, plus things to sample out. Not to mention, this is when the greatest discounts are offered. I remind my new consultants that this is how leaders start, and this will give them everything they need to get out of the gates and running fast at a great discount. I then enroll them in their monthly auto ship and for their websites. This is important for you so you can maximize the bonus and commission programs that go with it, but it's also important for them to ensure that they easily earn their consultant commissions and have their personal use products being conveniently delivered every month. This also provides great tax advantages for your new consultant. They might as well purchase product from their own store and have a powerful product story to share. When they finish their enrollment, I celebrate with them and congratulate them. I then walk them through their personal websites and any company or team training sites that are available to them. Teach them how to place an order, how to enroll a new consultant, and where to find all of the training materials that are available to them, and explain to them that you'll give them a welcome email with their new consultant documents so they don't have to dig. We then dive into a few action items. We discuss the reason why. Now, of course, we talked about how to create a compelling vision in a previous session. I teach them how to create a compelling vision, and I ask them to work on it and email it to me within the next 24 to 48 hours. I help them to establish their hours of operation. Again, we discuss this, but I talk to them about what to include in those hours, and I instruct them to send me their schedule within the next 24 to 48 hours. We also discuss immediate goals, what they would like to earn their first month, and of course, any immediate bonuses or titles that they should be running for based on company or team suggestions. I have them work on the reason why and their hours, and I have them email it to me within their first 48 hours. After they send me their homework, which of course is a reason why and their hours of operation, this signals me that they're ready to go. So I begin their first training session immediately. And I focus heavily on two things their first month. The two things that I really focus in on is how to create their contact list and begin to reach out to people. Also teach them how to add on to the contact list as well. And then we also talk about launching their business with events, their list and their launch, two of the most critical activities. On our first training call with my new consultant, we begin working on their contact list. We talked about how to create that list in a previous session. I like them to create two lists or divide their list into halves, separating local and long distance contacts. This makes it easier for them to know who's local when they begin inviting people to their grand opening launch event. I walk them through a memory jogger, encouraging them to check the contacts on their phone, Facebook, and any invitation lists that they have. I ask them qualifying questions such as, who are your top 20 people on your list, your dream team members? Tell me about them. And why did you choose them? I then share success stories of people their prospects may be able to relate to, so my new consultant can share them with their prospect. Remember, facts tell, stories sell. So you want to give them belief that, hey, if this teacher is successful, well, then their teacher friend can be too. It gives them the confidence to pick up the phone, and it also gives them stories to share with their prospects. We also review inviting language so they know what to say when they pick up the phone to invite their prospect to hear more. We then talk about the sponsorship sequence, which includes them making the initial contact so they could make a quick call, sharing their story and the company story, and inviting the prospect to hear more by leveraging tools such as a DVD or a video link or their website. Then they make an invitation to the next exposure. If they're local, they could go to a home business launch or the next local meeting or a big event. If they're long distance, they can certainly invite them on a conference call or an opportunity call. Now, prior to that next exposure, I want my new consultant to send their prospect information to review and have them write down their questions so they're ready. And then, of course, that final call, I love to do by three-way call so I can help my new consultant and I can help that prospect in answering their questions, handling objections, and I can help ask for the order and secure them as a consultant, a customer, or a connector who agrees to keep their eyes and ears open as referral sources. My goal is to give a new consultant confidence to reach out to the people on their list, to share their story and the company story, and to teach them to start inviting these people to their events or calls. I teach them about three-way calls, why they are effective, how to use them. I also give them daily activity goals. Joe Rubino trains a 3-2-1 method on 3 prospecting conversations per day, 2 follow-ups to prospects, and 1 call to a team member to take it to the next level. My mantra is 5 calls a day keeps leads coming your way. One of our leaders takes it up a notch and trains 5-3-2, 5 contacts per day, 3 follow-ups with your prospects, and 2 calls to your team members to take it to the next level. Considering she began earning a 6-figure income in her first year alongside of her real estate career and young family, I'd take it up a notch and I'd follow her lead. Now, to track their daily 5, they can either use a spreadsheet if they're making calls or keep track with 5 business cards in their bag. If they're going out and about networking that day, once they've gone through their 5 cards, well, then they can rest a little bit. I want them to set up 3-way calls with me right away within their first 48 hours. I then set an immediate goal to help them to get their first 10 customers on board and their first business partner week 1. We all know people who would support us if we just picked up the phone and said, I just started a business and I'm up for my first promotion. I need a few really great orders. Would you be willing to try our award-winning products You'll get great results and you'll also help me in making my first promotion. Helping your new consultant make their first promotion right away increases their belief, their pay and yours, helps them promote and you, and of course gives you both something to celebrate together. Now, that's a general idea of what I do during the new consultant's first training. I have them then look at their calendar and be thinking about their grand opening launch dates, and then we schedule our next training appointment number 2 within 48 hours. In between the 2 training appointments, it is my hope they'll be reaching out to me to set up those 3-way calls. I'll reach out to them, ask them how it's going, who I can help close. Either way, that second training call allows me to follow up, and either we talk about how the calls are going or if they haven't set one up, that's a great time to assess what the issue might be. Are they afraid? Do we need to refine and fix their language? Or are they just not reaching people? So for training 2, ask them how their contacts are going and who you can help bring on board. We then talk a little bit about goals and their grand opening launch events during training appointment 2. We open up our calendars and schedule at least 3 grand opening launch events right away. I usually want them to do their first one within 10 days. This is a great way to create initial interest, get them into action, and help them to quickly earn the return on investment. If they're local, I help them, and I follow the I do, we do, you do method. What is that? I do the first one for them. They take notes, they listen, they learn. The second one we do together. And the third, they do on their own. If they are long distance, I do Skype video chats to be involved. Those work really well. I give them ideas on who to invite and how to invite. I always recommend they send hard copies of invitations to everyone because electronic invites can sometimes get lost in the mix. I also suggest that they reach out to everyone with a personal phone call as well to share their excitement and invite them to an event. A personal call of appreciation is very powerful and is a sure way to build a more successful event. I tell them to let their friends and family know about the grand opening of their business and how much it means for them to be there and to invite them to bring their friends. The more, the merrier. These events are typically done at home using the company DVD. And the new consultant and sponsor and any other consultants that are there in attendance support the presentation with their product and business testimonials. We also focus on a strong close. I teach them how to get the orders and appointments set for those interested in hearing more about the opportunity. That's really the focus of training 2. When you work with a new consultant, your job is to get them off to a fast start and help them to earn the return on investment immediately and be by their side during those first 30 days. Check in often during those first 30 days by call, text, email, or Facebook. Encourage them and remind them of their goals and their reason why. And be sure that you celebrate their little and big victories. Never forget what it felt like for you to make your first call, for you to get your first customer, or to sign up your first consultant. It is my goal to help them to achieve a first check that they can be proud of, picking up on as many bonuses as possible and commissions that are offered to a new consultant. Their first check, it's crucial. It determines whether they stick with you for month 2. Then stay connected and always be available for their income-producing activities, which includes prospecting meetings and calls, and of course, coaching, for as long as they need you. But never do for them what they must do for themselves. Keep them plugged into team meetings and calls. Give them ideas on how to continue building their list and launching their business. Encourage them to continue to do regular events. One of my personal partners, Prudy, was a $1 million earner for another network marketing company. She left her first company to build a medispa and came back to her profession to build with us later. She tells a story of when her volume was a little bit stagnant and she began to implement ongoing events with her team. And she made herself available for all of them. After all, they were income producing. Within a matter of months, she earned the company car and today is one of the top earners and leaders in her company. She works with the willing and she keeps the rest plugged in. So how do you keep your team plugged in when you're working with your new consultants? Because as soon as you bring someone through the training process, you need to keep recruiting and begin with someone new. So there's always a balance there. I can't stress the importance enough of regular, whether it be weekly or bi-monthly meetings for your team to stay plugged in. These meetings can be launch events conducted in your home where people can simply learn how to invite and bring their guests for a presentation on the opportunity, and then perhaps you end with some sort of training. Leaders who understand duplication understand the power of regular meetings and events for their team. All a new consultant has to do is learn how to invite people to a meeting and then follow up after, which makes things simple and duplicable for them. This is how one of our top leaders, Natalia, created a groundswell in her market. She implemented regular weekly meetings so her team would duplicate quickly, right out of the starting gates. She was brand new and partnered with a few of her new partners, and they started meeting in a church regularly, then grew into a coffee shop, then a restaurant, then grew into a small clubhouse and a bigger one. Now their meetings can attract more than 400 people, and she began earning a six-figure income in 6 months, and her market became one of the strongest markets in the company. She's a million-dollar earner today. She attributes much of that success to having a simple support system in place where people can easily invite guests, get trained, and grow, and this fostered quick duplication and growth on her team. She kept it simple for everyone. How smart. They just had to plug in. Now, these regular local meetings start small, but these feed into the big national events like Super Saturday trainings, leadership summits, and of course, company conventions. Leaders also understand the importance of these big events and how to promote them, not just announce them to their team. These big events are like leadership school for our profession. It's where business builders are created. Teachers go to education school, network marketing professionals attend conventions and big corporate and team events. And leaders never miss an event. These events are where confidence and skill set are built through top training from field leaders, and belief is built through outstanding recognition programs and excitement. Minds are made up at these events, a hobby becomes a career. So whenever you hear of a big event, take on a leadership role. First, sign yourself up, because the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. Whatever you do duplicates. Then begin promoting the events. Don't just announce them. Share your experience and other leader success stories of what happened to their business after attending the major event. Tell your team how their business will benefit. You'll notice that major promotions happen before and after these big events because of the excitement and skills that develop as a result of attending. So what does this mean for you? Bigger growth and bigger checks. Remember, your team goes if you go, and the more people on your team that attend, the bigger your check will grow. You can also create your own fun experiences for your team too. This creates culture, which really is the glue that holds your team together. The friendships are what keep people in this business when there are distractions in life. So set up parties, barbecues, recognition events, team get-togethers at conventions, or retreats. A team who plays together stays together. As your team grows, so will your leadership. So it's important that you decide today what kind of leader you want to be for your team and what kind of culture that you create for them. It starts now and it starts with you. So let's talk about that for a minute. As you take time to focus on your personal and professional growth, you will learn the skill set you need to be successful in your business. Here are a few traits that I believe are absolutely necessary to acquire in order to become an empowered entrepreneur and an empowering leader. As you listen in, if you hear any areas you need to grow, write them down and get some books or CDs on that topic. This could be a very great place to begin on your personal and professional development path. Here are my 10 E's to becoming an empowered entrepreneur. Number one, 86, the ego. In this profession, there can be a lot of ego. We can also experience a lot of rejection. Humility is the ability not to be moved by flattery or by criticism. Remember, confidence and humility are not in conflict with one another. You can be confident and humble and have both at the same time. Now watch your attitude too. Never convey a down attitude to your downline. That goes downstream and it poisons your group. When you're down, go up. Talk to your upline about your challenges and concerns and let them help you to strategize and encourage you. Keep your team focused on their task. Number two, exude energy and excitement. We are in the promoting business, in case you didn't know by now. Meetings, calls, and big events are what catapult people to success. They instill the vision that motivates people to join us and provides the excitement that your volunteer army needs to forge ahead. Enthusiasm is a catalyst for success. It's also important that you exude energy and you learn how to move your team in an authentic way to get to the meetings and attend the big events. This is where belief is built and your teams explode. Number three, encourage. Good leaders are great at recognition for accomplishments, both great and small. I've heard people say people will work harder for praises than raises. I know that to be true for myself. I once got a handwritten card from our company president. It felt so good to know that she was watching what I was doing, and I wanted to be sure that I stayed on her radar, so I posted it in my office, and it served as motivation to take daily action in becoming successful. Recognition can be free. It doesn't take a lot of time. It can be a quick call of congratulations to someone on your team who overcame call reluctance, got their first customer or consultant, or made their first promotion. Handwritten notes are powerful. I sometimes like to slip in a little $5 gift card to a coffee shop and say something like, "Your business is brewing, keep it up." Public praise on social media sites, in a team newsletter, or at a live meeting are not to be underestimated. It goes a long way. And be sure to really celebrate major milestones too. Number four, engage your team. Good leaders know how to take a spotlight, turn it away from them, and shine it onto their teams. Think of ways that you can involve your team at meetings and events, letting them shine as a leader. Can you empower people to be greeters, to do setup and takedown? Can you have people who are friendly greet the guests? Who can share their success story? Who can you have share best practices or training tips during the training sessions? What about your calls? Can you have a featured success story or another person speak? People buy in when they're involved in the process. Engage your team in the process as much as possible. Number five, educate them. Good leaders take the responsibility to train their teams. They don't rely on anyone else inside or outside of the company. When someone commits to the business with you, they are entrusting you to their success. Keep things simple, teach a system, and be the best leader you can be for your team. Number six, equip them. Develop a mentality that you are out to create empowered entrepreneurs. Turn off your enabling button. Duplicate yourself as quickly as possible and don't get stuck in management mode, thinking about how you should or have to do everything yourself. Encourage your team to rise to the challenge and develop their own leadership right away. You will see leaders rise to the occasion. Number seven, edify. This is critical. Listen up, guys. Good leaders know how to edify the entire organization, which includes their corporate team, their upline, their downline, and their sideline sisters and brothers in their company. Why is it important to edify your company? So your team feels a sense of security of whom they're entrusting their futures to. Why edify your downline? Well, I think that's obvious. They're the ones contributing to your income and success, and they will either appreciate or resent that based on your relationship with them. Why edify your upline? This is critical because they have to be effective when they're working with your team, when they come in for a meeting, or when they're hosting calls. Use your words to build up, not tear down. It all comes back to you in the long run, and how you speak about others is simply a reflection on you. It all comes back, good or bad. Number eight, ethics. Be a person of abundance and integrity. Be honest. Do the right thing at all times. Tell the truth. Honor your team and the company. Don't gossip. Treat others' prospects with respect. If they come to a meeting and the sponsor isn't there, tell them, "Oh, I know Susie Q. You're in great hands with her." And then treat them kindly and immediately call Susie Q and connect them back to the person who shared the opportunity with them. There will come a time that the same will happen to you, and you'll want somebody to do that for you. I believe in reciprocity. What goes around comes around. How you interact with the distributors in your company will be what you see duplicate on your team. Number 9, example. Lead by it. Whatever you do duplicates. Don't train on things that you're not willing to do. You set the pace for your team. So never stop recruiting. If you stop building your front line before you have a solid income, you will fail in this business. No one can truly succeed sponsoring a few people a year. Your team follows your pace. If you recruit, so do they. If you get stuck in management mode, they do too. So don't get caught in management mode. New blood brings life to the business. Stop recruiting and you'll die a slow death in network marketing. Your business will come to life again when you recruit. Then train those new people how to get started, simple, systematically, and then teach them how to lead their team. Create a culture of empowered, independent entrepreneurs. Remember, they're independent business owners. They're responsible for their own business. You cannot manage them. So teach them to lead. If people decide to move at their own pace or not participate, move forward. Forge ahead. Remember to work with the willing and love the rest of them. Work with those who deserve your support, not necessarily those who need it. How do you identify those who deserve it? By their actions. I recently heard a leader say, "I watch their feet, not their mouths." In other words, watch what they're doing, not what they are saying that they're going to do. Again, remember, whatever you do duplicates, good or bad. So begin on yourself and model the behaviors of a true leader. Last but not least, endure. Pick one company and stick with it. The grass is never greener on the other side or in another company. The grass is only green where you water it. Never forget my Susie's story. You never know what people will do or who they'll lead you to. You're just working through your own set of odds, and you will find your aces if you don't quit. There will be ups and downs on your journey, but success requires you to fail forward. So discipline your disappointments, don't deviate from your mission, and be driven by your dream. Whatever you're dreaming, dream bigger. Now's your time. Get ready to shine. Thank you so much for listening to the Rockstar Recruiting School. For more top training on how to build a rockin' network marketing business, visit sarahrobbins.com. Rock on, rockstars.